What you're doing is working. It's affecting me. It's influencing me. And I'm praying from the position of what you're doing instead of what he's done. Come on, I hope you're getting this. Because we've been taught to say and do all the right things, but we say and do them and they don't work. A lot of times. Come on, if we'd be honest. Because it becomes Christian rhetorical. It's like we're taught, so if Katrina comes to me for prayer and I'm taught that she has to have faith to be healed and know God and not talk negative and all of a sudden, so she comes up to me for prayer and she's talking to me and I hear fear and a little negativity. All of a sudden I got four reasons why maybe Katrina's probably not going to get healed, but since she's asking and we're at church, I'll pray anyway because it's the Christian thing to do, but I'm not expecting her to get healed because there's things she needs to brush up on and change before God can touch her, but I still pray. And then when she doesn't get healed, I say, well, no wonder Katrina needs to change. What a twist and deception. I don't care what she says or thinks in that case. I see Jesus' love for her and her value. And she's going to get what she's asking because Jesus loves her and he's Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm going to pray for her. It's irrelevant what she's thinking and feeling.
Yay. That sure frees things up, doesn't it?
We say, well, if they just get more faith, they could be healed. We said this last night. She said this really tore her up. She heard it on the tape. I said, why don't the sick people look to us and say, wait a minute, you were the one representing Jesus to me. I thought you knew him.